based on the verse which he quoted, يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَن تَنْفُذُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفُذُوا لَا تَنْفُذُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانٍ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Again, يُرْسَلُ عَلَيْكُمَا شُوَاظٌ مِّن نَّارٍ وَنُحَاسٌ فَلَا تَنْتَصِرَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Using quoting these two verses, he raises three questions. Number one, what are the jinn and what are the men? Or what are jinn and what are men? The second is, can you also tell me, is the smokeless fire expressed or is it supposed to refer to a comet? Shawazu min narin. وَنُحَاسٌ فَلَا تَنْتَصِرَانِ. And the third is, can this be connected in any way with Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam or the advent of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam? Is that right? Now the first question I have answered so many times, repeatedly, that I'm really getting tired of it. Jinn is so popular everywhere in the world and so tenacious, it wouldn't leave me. You see, so we can refer to some earlier tapes and you can listen to them. They are amply discussed. And the second part of the question, is a smokeless fire supposed to refer to a comet? No. It may also mean a comet. I have no objection against interpreting it like that in that situation. But it is a phenomena which is described. And the phenomena is that when the earthly bodies try to leave the atmosphere of the earth, they would come across a fiery resistance. What would happen to those bodies? That is what is described. So it has nothing to do with the heavenly bodies directly. But if a comet may strike them, that may happen. So in that case, it would also include a comet. But many things happen to a body which leaves the orbit of Earth and travels into space. Number one, the very fast speed in the atmosphere creates fire all around. And the body is so intensely heated, as long as the body remains in the atmosphere, however thin it may be, it becomes so intensely heated that they have to use special metals and special techniques to save the core of the comet or of the satellite. Otherwise, everything would be burnt out. So that phenomena is described, يُرْسَلُ عَلَيْكُمَ شُوَاظٌ مِّن نَارٍ وَنُحَاسٌ فَلَا تَنْتَصِرَانٍ. Now, this word nuhas is molten copper. And it can also mean some metallic pieces some pieces which contain metal. So by that I can, if you extend this word to other bodies, stones, containing some metals, then you can perhaps interpret it as not only that, but directly through the very act of their moving into space, they would be heated up, but other heavenly bodies may also attack them. And other fiery bodies may also attack them. Up to that, this is all right. Now, the relationship of all this description to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhis-salam's time is not a direct relationship in the sense that this verse is a prophecy that this is going to happen at the time of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhis-salam. We don't see any such mention here in this surah at all. But we know that this has happened during the time of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhis-salam. So it's a factual relationship, not a predictive relationship. Because these things have happened at the time of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam, So that we know it. Otherwise, they did happen at all times. But it was not possible in those days for an earthly body to leave the orbit of Earth and travel into space. So earthly bodies could never be in a position to experience these things. Man had only to believe theoretically that because the Holy Quran had said it, it would be right. So this thing, this possibility turning into a reality for man, this has happened at the time of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is the relationship. That means some great things are in store here, some changes are now taking place, because all this is related with the time of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam.